One for the Road by Serge Soleil. Read by 2NAONH3CL2. Summary. Hikaru keeps his promises. Eventually. Three instances of Akira and Hikaru in the Kifu storage room. Author's notes. This began one very bored day in a notebook and ended today on the computer, as I listened to the Good Night and Good Luck soundtrack, titled accordingly, full lyrics here, unbated. One for the Road. It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set him up, Joe. I got a little story I think you should know. The first time Akita found him there, Hikaru Shindo was asleep. They'd had plans to meet at the Toya Go Salon, but Shindo had lost a match that day that had caused him to fall out of the Honinbo League. When he hadn't showed up, Akita first thought Shindo was just being his regular spazzy self. That he would burst in 15 minutes late and plop down unceremoniously as usual for his tri-weekly game with Akita. 30 minutes passed before Akita began to really worry. After an hour, Akita thought it best to check up on the two-toned punk, if at least to assure himself that said punk remained alive. Following a trail of missed appointments brought Akita all the way back to the Go Association building. Apparently, Shindo had never left. After a short bit of wandering, one of the more friendly janitors on the second floor told him that rival of his had holed himself away in the old storage room and hadn't been out of there for hours. The crazy kid. When Akita had been 8, his father had taken him to the Kifu room. While the blossoming Go fanatic in him had rejoiced in the history of the place, the 8-year-old part of him couldn't help but feel like he might be speared away by some lingering spirit any minute. The combined effect of the two feelings had been nearly overwhelming. He turned the knob with a slight sense of lingering apprehension and slowly opened the door, not wanting to disturb Shindo too much with his entrance. He shouldn't have bothered. Akita found his rival dead asleep on a pile of ancient-looking kifu, one old light bulb glowing weakly above him. Akita picked himself across the room. Between the Go Association's lackadaisical organization and Shindo's tsunami-like nature, the room looked to have been ravaged by the god of Go seeking vengeance on the world. The young man in question was tucked in a corner, head buried in folded arms that seemed almost to embrace the Go records spread before him. Akita glanced at the games and felt a sharp twinge in recognition at the name stamped across the tops of every one of them. Honinbo Shishaku, greatest Japanese Go player of all time. Object of the lesser-known Shindo Hikaru's quiet obsession. Akita hesitated to wake him, but Shindo couldn't spend the night here. With a gentleness that might have surprised Akita, had he taken the time to consider his actions, he shook Shindo just enough to pull him away from wherever his dreams had led him. Shindo. The other boy stirred and woke. Slowly, he sat up, straightened, and turned to see whose hand was on his shoulder. When Akita saw his eyes, he nearly gasped. They were only a little red, sleep having dampened the effect. But combined with the lingering frown, it was just discernible that Shindo had been crying. As soon as Akita registered that expression, it was gone and replaced with an appropriate amount of surprise. Toya, what are you doing here? Aren't we meeting at... Akita cut him off. You were supposed to meet me 2 hours ago, Akita supplied, then added with a slight, fond grin. You overslept, idiot. Shindo didn't take the bait. Oh, sorry, he answered instead, putting together the story. His eyes had a faraway glint that unnerved Akita. He asked the obvious question, a little desperate to bring Shindo back to his current surroundings. Shindo, what are you doing here? Shindo's eyes widened slightly, Or, that is, you know... He seemed to scrabble for an excuse before visibly admitting defeat. He gestured vaguely to the Khifu surrounding him. I like it here. I feel connected to... things. It helps me calm down after a bad match. Akita felt his face scrunch in confusion. Calm down? In this place? I can barely relax. I feel like a ghost spirit might appear at any moment. At that, the faraway expression took on a wistful glint, twisting his mouth into a strained semblance of a smile. Exactly. Shindo? Before Akita could ask any more, Shindo's face rearranged itself into a serious expression. His strong spirit, so intrinsic to his go, seemed to return. I promise, Toya, if it's you, I'll explain. Someday. Something flared in the back of Toya's mind. The particular brand of irrational, strangled frustration that Akita felt every time this subject cropped up between them. This was the untouchable side of Shindo that Akita only understood by instinct. The old Shindo that Akita knew better than anyone else. The unsolvable mystery of Sai, to which Shindo alone held the key. Akita wanted to cry. Instead, he stole his composure, forcibly mirroring Shindo's determined look. He summoned his fangs and nodded. Hikaru's face broke out into a much more familiar, uncomplicated grin. Only you, Toya. I promise. The third time Akita found him there, Hikaru Shindo was awake. Shindo had been behaving unusually. What little Akita had seen of him during their games that day had been an intense mixture of genius-level go sense and uncharacteristic stillness. In the Khifu storage room, Shindo had such a desperate look in his eyes that Akita was unnerved all over again. He looked up as Akita entered and began answering before Akita even settled on what question to ask. I couldn't go. I had a match. This is the best I can do for today. Akita knew on a basic and very useless level that it was May 5th. He had passed a number of koinobori flags on his way to the Go Association building and noted absently that it was Children's Day. Even as the thought entered his mind, he knew that this was not what Shindo was talking about. Akita tried to reply to what he could. Couldn't you have announced an absence? They give me these menacing looks when I try. It's been 4 years since I became a pro, and they're still nervous about me taking off in May. Like I'll start forfeiting again. There'd been a hard edge to his words. Akita remembered the string of forfeits as well. Remembered not allowing himself to think that he'd lost his reason for becoming a pro before he'd even had a chance to experience it properly. There was a silence between them. Then Akira asked quietly, "Where would you have gone?" Hikaru seems to appreciate the gesture. He displayed the hand he wasn't using to hold his fan, ticking off places. Well, Ino Island, of course. Takahata. All over Hiroshima, really. Then back to Tokyo for Sugamo, and finally back here. Something about the way Shindo had said here came across as this room. And Akita didn't even have to look at the Khifu in front of Shindo for it all to click into place. Shizaku? Akita's memory stirred. You wanted to observe Shizaku's birthday? Shindo's mouth quirked wryly. Not exactly. But something similar, I guess. Akita was sick of not understanding. Shindo, what is it about you and Shizaku? Shindo gave him a nervous look that made Akita instantly relent, but he received an answer anyways. Shizaku and me, we had something in common.
Ha?
Had? Yeah, had. I lost it a long time ago. Actually, it was 4 years ago today. Shindo's grip on his fan had tightened, turning his knuckles white. Oh. So this something was precious to you? Yeah. But I took it for granted. It was gone before I realized just how important it was. Akita didn't know what to say, so he said, I see. Shindo's smile was sad and grateful. No, you don't. Someday you will. I promised, right? Even the fangs of Akita Toya weren't merciless enough to pursue that line of conversation when Hikaru had said it like that, looking like he did. Yes, you did. Akita picked up some kifu and they sat reading in companionable silence for a long time. The fifth time, it was Shindo Hikaru who found Akita, and Toya Koyo was dead. Akita was still dressed in his black formal wear for the funeral. He hadn't bothered to change. He wasn't even completely certain how he'd ended up here. Somewhere in his mind, he remembered telling his mother that he had something he needed to take care of, that he couldn't return home with her, though he felt terrible to leave her alone in that house without him for even a few hours. Somewhere else, he thought dimly, that he might have come here because part of what he was feeling reminded him of Shindo's sad, lost, and desperate eyes. Akita hoped frantically that whatever solace Shindo found here would spare a little of its sympathy for his miserable self. Most of his thoughts, however, were occupied with reliving every significant moment he ever experienced with his father. Every precious compliment, every wise correction, in his father's hands, which continued to still loom huge and strong in Akita's memory. He sat and clung to a collection of his father's games like a sailor clung zealously to his lifeboat of mangled planks after a disastrous storm. Shindo came in quietly and sat down across from him. Akita looked at him and tried not to appear as wretched as he felt. Toya, do you mind if I tell you a story right now? Akita thought the question was a little ridiculous, but Shindo was all that was standing between him and a complete breakdown, so he swallowed any disdain he might have felt and said, all right. So Shindo began. 1,000 years ago in the Heian era, a really great Go player named Fujiwara Nosai was one of two Go instructors that taught the emperor in the capital. And much later, Hikaru ended. So your dad and Sai are probably up in heaven right now having the most awesome game outside of either of their lives. The god of Go must be really happy, don't you think? And then Akita leaned on him and cried. Somewhere above, a few tears escaped Hikaru's eyes as well. When Akita finally quieted, he straightened and tried not to feel completely and utterly embarrassed. He noticed Hikaru's damp eyes and felt a little surer of himself. Hikaru smiled that deep smile of his. It didn't seem quite as sad anymore. And said, I promised, right? Akita tried out a smile in return, and he was surprised to find that it held. Yes, you did. The end.